This is Steve Woodward teeing off. Expressions of hatred toward Jewish people are surging nationally, not among fringe groups. High-profile, influential people like New York City's socialist mayor appear intent on normalizing anti-Semitism. The media look away. During my recent tour of Central Europe, the haunting legacy of Nazi Germany's genocidal Holocaust simmered beneath World War II-era narratives. It's not surprising. Its victims must be remembered. Artist Günter Demnig, working in obscurity, is doing his part. On a tree-lined street in Prague, my eye was drawn to brass plates anchored in a sidewalk. A guide explained that each commemorates where a Holocaust victim last lived voluntarily, along with name, date of birth, date of capture, date of murder. Demnig began his painstaking project in 1992. As of 2024, more than 107,000 brass plates are installed across 30 countries. One, in Prague, honors a Jewish boy seized at age 7, gassed in a chamber at 9. This very same maniacal hatred eerily lurks within American culture today, 80-plus years later, presented as a political movement, but it must be called out for what it is. I'm Steve Woodward, emphatically teed off.